I love eating there, though.
It's a great place. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to this hour Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist, and she is holding forth tonight at... where are you at tonight, Margaret? I think you're at Jeffrey's, if I'm not mistaken. Where is she? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, darling.
Okay. Where are you at? At Dan's?
I'm at Bob's.
Which is that bar that you go to?
The one that I go to in Pacific Palisades?
Yeah.
That's Bob's.
Oh, okay. And you're over there tonight. But anyway, we're going to be talking about the Miss America pageant?
Phil, really who I want to talk about tonight is Heather French Henry, and she is the Miss America from 1999.
So she's not the current one?
No, she is not the current one. The current one is that little Hawaiian girl, and her name escapes me, but she's from Hawaii.
But we're not talking about her. We're talking about last year's?
Yes. And let me tell you why, because I think it's really... I've got my laptop, too, and I want to ask Steve Elko, who works here at Bob's, could I get just some sherry? Yeah. I want to plug in my laptop, because I have an idea here, and I really want to share it with your audience.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, Phil. You have a stepdaughter, correct?
Yes, I do.
Would you like her to grow up to be a slut?
Okay, Margaret, let's just cut to the chase.
No. I really have to answer you this. Ask you the question. Do you want your stepdaughter to grow up to be a slut? A celebrated slut, but nonetheless a slut.
Obviously, the answer to that question would be no.
All right. Heather French, Miss America in 1999, up until October 14th, she was Miss America. And then she crowned a new Miss America. Do you remember?
Well, I don't follow the Miss America pageant, but you're saying that she was a Miss America up to the middle of October.
Yes. And then in the middle of October, they crowned a new Miss America, and Heather French helped in the coronation. You follow?
I follow, yes.
Only then she gets married to the Lieutenant Governor of Kentucky, Steve Henry, no relation, on October 27th. No problem, right?
No, no problem.
No problem at all?
No problem at all, no.
Well, guess what? The baby is due in July. The child is illegitimate. And
Wait.
No, just listen to me, okay? Because that's 9 months, and only a woman will tell you, Phil, that pregnancy is actually 40 weeks. That's 10 months. That means that Miss French conceived the baby not in October, but in September, when A, she was single, and B, she was the reigning Miss America. And I will tell you...
Okay, you're saying that this is the lady that used to be the Miss America, Heather French.
Yes, so... Just listen to me, Phil. A woman that millions of young women look up to and is an example of womanhood turns out to be a loose, loose woman. And, Phil, let me just do some of the calculations here for you.
Okay, because I'm not following any of this math, all right?
All right, hold on. Okay, I've got my laptop out. Okay, the baby is due when?
I don't know. The baby's due in July?
The baby's due in July, all right. The baby's due in July. She's married October 27th, correct?
Yes.
All right. November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. That's 9 months. If we are to believe that she was married October 27th, then there's no reason not to believe that, right?
I guess not.
All right. That's 9 months.
All right. Is not a human gestation period 9 months?
No, it is not. It is 40 weeks. That is 10 months. That means the slut got knocked up in September.
What does it good does it do you to call? What are you doing?
I'm just hold on. Right. Okay. My calculations are that.
What good does it do? Hold on for a minute. What good does it do you to call her a slut? And
because Phil, this woman is Miss America, an example to millions of women and young girls. We are led to believe that Vanessa Williams had to have her crown taken from her. She had to abdicate the Miss America throne because of some alleged impropriety in her life. And yet here is Heather French, Heather French Henry, who's just been married, who gets knocked up in September, okay, and apparently is having the baby, conceived the baby before she was married, And
oh, what difference does it make?
Phil, to you, it doesn't make any difference. But it makes a lot of difference to young women and young girls that follow her.
You know something? Well, okay. So she got pregnant in September. So is this, are you telling me that this is a huge problem? That
yes, I am telling you it's a huge problem because the Miss America pageant has standards. As it stands, she can humiliate herself as well as millions of preteen girls who had one goal, and that goal was to grow up to be Miss America, not Ms. Knocked Up America. I am stunned. And when I finally did the math, Phil, she has been pregnant and was pregnant 1 month before she got married.
Okay, well, she's not Miss America now. She is.
No, but I will tell you something, Phil, that it goes a long way toward, in my opinion, it goes an awfully long way in explaining what I think is a very, very lax system of screening their candidates there. I do not believe in abortion, but I do believe that a woman who is Miss America needs to exercise some judgment. She has responsibility to younger women who may want to have unprotected sex. She should have at least taken the morning after pill, if not RU486.
And you are saying that she should have aborted the fetus?
Because she has that responsibility, yes.
Wow. I mean, I've heard of the Miss America pageant being extremely stringent in terms of its moral overview or the morality overview that they give a lot of their candidates. I've heard of the Miss America pageant not brooking any kind of misbehavior. But I don't know that...
Phil, she is a role model. What kind of a role model is a knocked-up Miss America? Knocked up, butt in the oven, and still a Miss America.
She was about... Her reign as Miss America was going to end in... If she got pregnant in September, it was going to end in 4 weeks.
But she's still Miss America. And isn't it America that told Bill Clinton, a lie is a lie, no matter what you did? Isn't that the same country that told Bill Clinton, you disgraced the office not so much because of the act, but because of the lie? And isn't that what she did? She's Miss America, Phil, not Ms., not Mrs. Miss America.
All right. I mean, you always spring one on me, Margaret. And
well, this one is a shocker.
Okay. Well, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is my guest, nationally syndicated columnist. Doing the math, the Miss America who just retired, the 1999 Miss America, who got married in October and gave up her crown in the middle of October, would have gotten, if she's having a baby in July, she would have gotten pregnant while she was Miss America. Is that basically it?
Is that basically it, as if it's nothing.
Well, is that really what you're saying? She got pregnant while she was still Miss America.
Phil, she not only got pregnant, she wasn't married.
All right, so she got pregnant a month before she got married.
Yes. So she's having sex. Isn't it the interesting little slut that's having sex and is not married? And is Miss America.
Isn't it the interesting little slut? You like to throw that word around. I don't know how wise it is to throw that word around.
It is my opinion, Phil. In terms of the legality...
No, I just mean in terms of good taste, calling a woman a slut. She was in love, at least. She was in love with a man. She married the man.
That is not, Phil, the standard of the Miss America pageant. Were it up to me, I wouldn't care. But this is the Miss America. Imagine 5 years from now, Miss America's pregnant, cigarette hanging from her mouth, crooked crown on her head, needle of heroin hanging from her arm, the little slut for all the world to see. Isn't it?
I doubt very, very much that that's going to happen, okay?
Who knows if the baby belongs to her husband? Who knows?
You're taking a woman who had sex before she got married, a woman who may have had sex before she got married, and a woman who may have had sex before her reign as Miss America expired, and you're turning this into some kind of an adulterous affair. Like I said, at least the woman was in love.
Well, Phil, I think that the Miss America pageant standard is such that the young women that follow it are owed a lot more.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Did you do the math on this? The lady that we're talking about, Heather French Henry, is pregnant, and she got married on October 27th. The baby is due in July, and according to Margaret, and Margaret says every pregnant woman knows a pregnancy is 10 months. Now, what are we talking about, 40 weeks? How come people say it's 9 months then? I mean, I don't... 10-month pregnancy would mean that she had to have had sex before she was married, and she had to have had sex with this man and conceived a child before her reign as Miss America terminated in the middle of October. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist, is with us, and she's talking about the Miss America from last year, 1999 Miss America, and you're at Bob's in Palos Verdes?
Yeah, Phil, it's a place where we like to go after work, and a lot of the writers like to, come in and have a cocktail and really try to hash out the day's news.
All right, you're talking about the Miss America this lady whose reign ended in October. You're saying a 10-month pregnancy would mean that she conceived the child that she's supposed to have in July back in September, so she had sex out of wedlock. She conceived the child while she was a reigning Miss America, and she wasn't even married. Right?
Phil, pregnant disgraced the pageant. She might as well... You know something? I really think she might as well have just lubed up the crown and shoved it up between her legs. For all that...
Why is this such a horrible thing to the point where...
I really think that's what she did. You take the Miss America crown and slather Vaseline on it and then just slide it up between your legs, because that's the kind of disgrace. You've got young girls watching this pageant.
You know what? I guess...
You have a daughter, right?
A stepdaughter, yes.
Why can't you see it from her point of view?
I guess I don't know. I guess the Miss America pageant to me is, I think their rules perhaps are a little too stringent.
But they are their rules nonetheless.
All right, here is Mary. Mary on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. Yeah,
yes.
Ma'am. I think you are just way off on this, because
I follow the Miss America pageant, so I have. I think it's always been a wonderful display of American womanhood. I don't think there's anything wrong with supporting their standards.
Yes, but you're supporting abortion. You're saying, oh, just because she made a mistake, if she even made a mistake, I'm not even giving you the fact that she might have made a mistake. It could well have happened after she was married.
I don't think so, because 40-week pregnancy and the baby's due in July, that means September. That means before she was married.
No, it doesn't, ma'am.
Yes,
I'm a nurse.
Does.
I know.
Well,
I know how
I've
to
had
figure it
three,
out.
I've had three children.
Anyway,
don't
that
tell
doesn't
me.
Matter.
I've been
the
pregnant.
Fact that you're supporting
have you been
that
pregnant?
She...
Have you been pregnant?
Yes, I have. I have
okay.
two children of my
well,
own.
Well, I have three of my own. All right.
Well, there's a difference of opinion here, Margaret.
There's no difference of opinion. Pregnancy is 40 weeks. Next question.
That's not the point. That's not the point I was trying to make. I'm trying to make
what
a point.
I said
you're
was
supporting
either the
abortion.
After pill, the morning after pill, or yes, are you 486? But
yes,
only
I agree that she probably should have been on birth control. She
yes.
should have been more careful.
Yes.
She should have used a condom, whatever the situation may be. But the fact is she didn't. And the fact that she didn't is her fault.
I think
yes.
she should have aborted the
However,
fetus.
When that baby is conceived, then she has a choice to make. And you think it's better for this woman to go and have an abortion and have people know that she had an abortion and set that kind of an example for the children of America and leave it up to a 16-year-old and a coat hanger?
I think that the Miss America pageant is a stunning crown in our cultural landscape. And if it means the abortion of one fetus, big
yes,
deal.
Yes, but you're saying she's setting an example. That's
yes.
an example that it's okay to go and get pregnant and then have an abortion.
I didn't say coat hanger. I said, are you 486? If there is none available, I suppose a coat hanger is something that is that child's option. And
that child's option.
So why would you promote yeah. that?
Because the Miss America pageant has been sullied enough with the Vanessa Williams, the Burt Parks, and all of the nonsense. And I think we need to bring this wonderful, wonderful event back into the mainstream of American life. Yes,
I don't
even
disagree with that, but I disagree with the fact that you're supporting an abortion.
The slut couldn't close her legs. The rest of the world looks at American women as a bunch of horny sluts willing to take it from anyone, anywhere, anytime, at any place.
I think the fact that she got married proves that that's not the case.
Really? She's Miss America, and now everyone knows the slut got knocked up.
Would you please not? I mean, I really think it's inappropriate for you to continually refer to this woman as a slut.
Exactly. How long were they engaged?
Thank you.
How long were they engaged?
The Miss America pageant is very clear. You can't be knocked up.
How long were they engaged?
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. We got to move on. I do appreciate your phone call. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I didn't know you were such a big supporter of the Miss America pageant.
What?
I said, I didn't know you were such a big supporter of the Miss America pageant.
Phil, I have seen that pageant go through highs and lows. I have seen it maligned. I have seen people want to eradicate it. I think it is an example of womanhood and the very best that womanhood has to offer in America. And if that means that in order to maintain its credibility and its standing, that a woman has an abortion, one fetus, out of millions of already born American girls looking up to her, I don't think that's a great loss.
Even though you don't believe in abortion?
I hate the thought of it, Phil, but yes. You ask me, is the choice between a coat hanger and selling Miss America?
Yes. What is your choice? The coat hanger?
I have to say the coat hanger.
The coat hanger.
Yes.
Here is Amanda on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Yes, hi.
I have one question for you, ma'am. Do you believe that any woman who gets pregnant before marriage is a slut?
Oh, I absolutely believe that any woman that gets pregnant before marriage is not honoring, I think, what should be a legally sanctioned union. But I didn't say that, did I? I said this was Miss America who got pregnant before she was married.
Yes, but she's upstanding for all American women,
you're saying. If that's what American women are, getting pregnant before they get married, then we've got a long way to go before we are equal to European women or even South American women.
American women are third world.
If they're getting knocked up before they can even walk down the aisle with a man, I'd say that's a little bit of a trailer trash thing, wouldn't you?
I'm 25 years old. I've been with a man for over a year. We were getting married in 2 weeks. I had premarital sex with him. I have a child. So are you telling me that
I should
have had an abortion before I had gotten married?
No, I didn't say that, did I? But I am asking you, what's the problem with getting married before you have the baby?
She is married before she's having this child.
She's talking about Miss America, okay?
It's a different standard, Phil.
All right. Are you saying that woman's a slut?
You know, I'm not going to talk about every piece of white trash that calls your show. I am.
The lady asked the question. Are you saying that a woman who gets pregnant and conceives before she gets married, is she a slut?
I am not going to address the problems of every piece of white trash that calls. I'm talking about Miss America.
And she's a slut.
She's wearing the crown of Miss America. Have we all gone crazy? So, in other words, Miss America could go out and get knocked up.
I just think that there might be a level of compassion that we could somehow enter into here. Here is Donna on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh, no, I just, you know, I agree with Mary and your last caller. I mean, it's amazing to me, and it's a sad state of affairs. If a person will put the value of a crown, granted, I know she's a role model, but still, put the value
Are
of a crown
with
the
Miss America
sake of appearances over killing
Are you
a
familiar
child.
With the Miss America pageant?
I mean, we're
pageant.
Talking about a life,
Are
a
you
human
familiar
being.
With the Miss America pageant?
What?
Are you familiar with the Miss America pageant?
Yes, I know they have standards, and I
okay.
know they have morals that they're
Beth
supposed
Meyerson,
to live up to. But the fact
Phyllis
is,
George,
the lady did the right
All of those
thing.
Women. Do you know how
she
many Miss Americas
married.
Became
She's
actresses?
She's going to have a child.
She's
Who
not
knows what this child will do?
She's not even listening to me. You're not
no,
listening
you're
to
right,
me.
Because you're absolutely insane.
No, how am I insane? All I'm asking is a little
because
bit of a...
Because you're saying that it's okay to lose a child for the sake of a crown.
I didn't say a child. I
fetus.
Said a fetus. I said a fetus.
It's
I didn't
a
say
child,
a, it's
ma'am.
A fetus.
That's where
it is
begins.
A fetus. It is a malignant parasite.
No, it is
that
not.
Is,
oh,
it
my
is
God.
That is
it
where
is a
it
parasite.
God created
no,
that it's, way.
It's a child
to
after it comes out of a...
It, that is where it
it's
begins.
It's a child after it comes out. It's a fetus when it's still in.
It's the beginning of a life.
It's still just a parasite.
It's a life.
It's a parasite, and it...
You
can
know
you
what?
Tell the difference
One day,
between...
God willing, you're going to have to stand before him and explain
Who?
To him. God!
Oh, God's got... God
him.
Loves me. God knows me, and I speak to him.
Yes,
all right, hold on,
does.
Hold on, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. From Bob's in Palos Verdes is Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. We're talking about Miss America for 1999, Heather French Henry, who is pregnant. Her baby is due in July. She married the Lieutenant Governor of Kentucky, Steve Henry, on October 27. You are basing all of this on the fact you say that there is a 10-month, 40-week pregnancy.
Yes, Phil, and because of that...
All right, let me listen. Because of that, you say she got pregnant before her reign expired. She got, she was having sex with a man before she was married to him.
Yes.
Well, what a lot of people are taking exception to is you're saying that the Miss America pageant is so sacrosanct that a woman needs to take RU486. Now, I have...
Well, Phil, I want to make a comment.
Hold on. I got the lady hanging on here, Donna, who's been hanging on through the news and everything. Donna?
Yes.
Go ahead.
But I wanted to make a comment.
Well, this lady's been hanging on. So go ahead, Donna.
I guess my comment is that, okay, granted, maybe she didn't use good judgment, but which example would you rather her set? Have an abortion. I mean, now that it's out, would you rather her have had an abortion or do the right thing, get married, and have the child? Have the child.
To answer the question, I think she should have gone before the board of the Miss America pageant and said, for the good of this great pageant, which is over 100 years old now, I gladly abort this fetus. Why does that make me crazy, Phil?
I think because we're speaking in terms of human life.
It's a fetus. It isn't a baby. Wait a second. Now I understand what's going on. We're arguing abortion, aren't we?
Well, I guess that's what it's devolved into, yes.
Yes, right.
You know something? I'm not going to go there. Her fiancé could have secretly... Well, what's so funny? I thought you were the one that didn't like abortion.
You're mind-boggling. I mean, I don't understand your values.
What if she would have had... She could have had the abortion secretly.
Abortion, but yet, for the sake of this crown, the girl should have done the right thing and... Dead gum, just get rid of that
it's
child.
It's a fetus. It's not a baby. You think it's
yes,
a child.
It is.
And it, no,
no,
it's a
I'm
fetus.
Not, ma'am,
it's a fetus.
Because
it's a fetus.
There.
It's a fetus. It's
it
a fetus.
Becomes
it's a fetus.
A baby, which, when
fetus,
it's born,
fetus,
becomes
fetus.
A child. Who knows?
It's a fetus.
Think about all the millions of babies
it doesn't
that have
bother
been killed.
Me.
Who
Go
knows?
Ahead.
Who knows within those babies who held the cure for cancer
Go ahead.
Or ALS
doesn't
or,
bother me.
Or what else?
Doesn't bother me.
Are you hearing what this woman's saying? The slaughter of all those babies.
Yeah.
Doesn't that bother you at all?
No, doesn't bother me at all.
The butchery,
you know
the siphoning, the sucking out of a human being with a vacuum cleaner, a fetus, a baby, a dead baby. That doesn't bother you?
No, not at all.
I feel sorry for you.
I'm having a good time. I'm having a cocktail with my colleagues. I'm going to have a little dinner later on. And you know what I'm going to have in honor of you, dear? Shrimp cocktail.
Why?
Because that's exactly what a fetus looks like when it's a book.
Okay. That is completely uncalled for.
I'm just joking.
I don't think so. You know,
I wish your dad would have...
This is the first time I've ever heard...
You know something? I want you to know something, and I mean this. I wish your father would have put a coat hanger between your mother's legs. That's how angry...
That is completely uncalled for.
Well, that's how angry she's making me.
Oh.
How dare you? I'm the mother of three.
Yes, I bet they're glad you didn't put a coattail between your... I mean,
a coat
hanger between your legs one day when you were pregnant with them.
I should have.
I mean...
You know something? When I look at the way
this is a setup,
the
right?
way
You're
my
doing
11-year-old,
nothing but just trying
the
to
way
provoke.
My 11-year-old behaves sometimes, I wish I would have taken a coat hanger. Yes. The way he...
I really hope that you don't mean that.
Ma'am, I can tell you, there are some days when my 11-year-old makes me so angry, I wish I would have put a vacuum cleaner right between my legs. And that's...
You can't possibly be...
I really don't believe that in your heart of hearts that you believe that. I think you're just saying that to get me riled to see what I will say.
No, I don't care what you think. You're asking me a question, I'm giving you an answer.
All right. You know what? I got to move on here. This is starting to make me sick to my stomach, especially that shrimp cocktail thing.
Oh, big deal. It's not really a baby. It just looks like one.
Thank you for your call.
What's the matter? Getting a little sick?
I'm a little nauseous.
Why? Because of the shrimp cocktail looks like a fetus crack?
Yes. Ugh.
Take another phone call, Phil.
You really like this, don't you?
Oh, I'm having fun.
You're having fun. I'm sick to my stomach. All right, here's Doug. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Doug?
Yes.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
You know, my thing is I'm an ordained minister, and I ride around the country every day as a truck driver, and I sit here and I listen to what you're saying.
Are you
saying.
A biologist?
Excuse me?
Are you a doctor?
No, I am not. I'm
well,
an
what has this
minister.
Got to do? I'm talking about a 40-week gestation period.
Okay, but what I am fixing to say is this.
What
okay.
you're fixing to say.
Ma'am, what
are you?
Just let the man speak, okay?
You know, is the way you refer to this lady, yes, she made a mistake and she disgraced the pageantry, okay? But the thing about it is that we have no compassion anymore for anything that ever goes on. What the lady did was morally
well,
wrong.
I have
she
all the compassion in the world. All
she
needs to do
somebody,
is retire from the Miss America pageant.
She slept with somebody
while
she
was pregnant.
It was wrong.
It was wrong because it was spitting in the face of the Miss America pageant.
We're going beyond something greater than the Miss America pageant. See, this is the thing.
God.
Is we have lost our morals
What's
in this country.
I had shrimp for lunch, and now I can taste it again. And just what you said.
Does it taste like baby?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, he's going to get sick. Is the caller there?
Yes, I'm still here.
The host is going to get sick. Are you all right, Phil? Oh, my God. Put your hand over your mouth. So you were saying, go ahead, sir.
But what I am saying is, yes, what the lady did was wrong. But the thing about it is that we have to have compassion.
Baby.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
But we have to have compassion for this lady that did this. You know, yes, it was wrong, but still. The thing about it is that we have to love somebody regardless of what they do.
Give the whole
you
new
say that you talk to You say that you talk to God and that you pray to him every night and whatever the case might be.
Give the whole
but
new meaning to the term baby food, doesn't it?
But you talk about that this is a fetus, that it's a parasite. But God says, I knew you before I formed you in the womb.
What?
So how could that be a parasite?
What's
God,
that?
You may not have ever been born in that case.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
No, just speak up. I'm sorry.
I'm speaking up right now.
No, sir, I can't. A little louder.
Yeah. You know, see, this is just it. We've got people running around this country that doesn't care about anybody else but themselves.
Huh?
You know, and calling other people names in the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
You know,
the host
so
is vomiting.
This is the situation that
For
we're in.
For those of you who have just dialed in, the host is vomiting because I compared an aborted fetus to shrimp cocktail, and it turned out that he had shrimp for lunch, and now he says it tastes like baby.
Lady, do you have any clue what God is actually all about?
Who?
Who?
I'm sorry, you mentioned who?
God.
What
Jesus
about him?
Christ, his son. Do you have any clue as to who he really is?
I don't know right now. I really got to get going. It's been wonderful. What's your name, dear?
My name is Reverend Douglas Barber.
Douglas, God bless you, and go to a rest stop and do whatever you do. Do you go into the bathroom and convert people there?
I go anyone beyond.
I thought you were vomiting.
No
I'm
of,
fine.
You have
now.
No sense of morality here.
All right. Listen, Doug, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Oh.
Got sick, huh?
Yeah, I got sick. I got sick from you saying that shrimp cocktail looks like a fetus.
Well, it doesn't look like one. It probably just tastes like one. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show.
One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. So we have a little bit of a technical glitch there with the phone. I don't know what that was, but we are going to rip this board apart tonight and take a look at it. Good. Very busy around here these days. They're putting in new studios downstairs. They're I think there's a bunch of shows that are moving, new shows that are moving over. We've got a whole engineering staff that's spread pretty thin. We were supposed to get our computer in, and I don't know whether or not. You know, during that whole election thing, we were relying on the computer to update us on the news. But the computer, the Internet's a lot slower than the good old teletype machines that I recall from my youth, my halcyon, my gilded youth in the radio business, when we could just go out there and listen to that teletype machine, churn it away, and you could look at that stuff pumping up things like Kennedy shot, details soon, and it would just sort of make you feel good. I wasn't in radio then. I was in 11th grade. No, I was 11. But the Internet just is no good. But in any event, we're going to have Internet access in there real soon, right? Well, we've been asking for it anyway. Now we have some holiday gifts here, holiday sale gifts that you might be interested in. Everybody needs one of these. It's a Tiffany duck lamp. Actually, a Tiffany-style duck lamp. And this is from the Sportsman's Guide Holiday Sale Sportsman's Guide Catalog. Switch on pure elegance. How can you have a lamp shaped like a duck's beak and tell me that it's elegant? Switch on pure elegance. Look at this. It's a duck's beak. It looks like Daffy Duck. Go ahead. Light up a remote corner of the room. Go ahead. Add soft mood-setting illumination. How about a nightlight? It's all possible with your choice of duck, eagle, or fish Tiffany-style lamps. My volume buy brings these attractive pieces to you for far less than retail. Who is this guy, anyway? Oh, look at this. It's like the male version of Lillian What's-Her-Face. It's Gary Olin. Is this Gary? Is he related to Lillian Vernon? All right, here's another one for you. This is a ski mask, China silk balclava. It's a black one-piece silk scarf and gloves, and I don't know. You look like something out of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. You wear this thing, man, and the cops are going to shoot you. It's like it's a black mask hood thing that you pull down, and all this exposes your nose and your eyes. You ever see, I live in California. You ever see people wear scarves around here? California's not cold enough for scarves. I mean, occasionally it gets cold, but it doesn't get that cold. I love scarves. I like to wear them. But you know what? It just isn't cold enough in California to wear a scarf. Now, if you live in Minnesota, you live in the Midwest, you live where it gets really cold, like Fargo, North Dakota, scarves, hats, mufflers, you name it, you got to wear it. I mean, down-filled jackets, gloves, you know, every kind of insulation you could possibly imagine. You must wear it. You could die. But when I see people walking down the street around here wearing scarves, I'm like, oh, give it up, will you? All you got to do is sweat into the thing. Scarves and those wool caps that people are wearing, just hoping it gets cold enough to wear their scarf. All right, moving along. The body wrap pillow. This is if you're really lonely. It's a pillow that wraps right around you. You've never slept as comfortably as you will within this unique body wrap pillow. It aligns your spine for correct sleeping posture. Not only will you sleep more soundly, you'll wake up feeling great. It's just a pillow that wraps around you. It's $49. That's for the really lonely people. Here's something I always like, these outdoor hot tubs. You know the ones that are like made out of plastic and look like wood and you can sit in them? And this one's for $999. Give yourself and the family the ultimate Christmas gift, four seasons worth of rest and relaxation, thanks to this feature-packed home spa. And you sit that out in the back and you fill it up with water. I don't know, man. Forget it. You know, we still get the stink outside of our house. I mean, my house looks like a sewer. I mean, it looks like a sewer. It smells like a sewer. It looked like a sewer for a long time. We were trying to put that stinking pool in. I got to tell you something. I've lived in this house now for 9 months. I bought the house primarily for my wife because she likes the house. I think the freaking thing's a barn. I can't stand it. I can't stand this house. It stinks like a sewer. I can't get a contractor to do anything around there that's going to take any less than 15 years to do it. And, you know, I call up the builder. I go, what are you going to do about this smell?
Well, we'll check on it, but I can't.
What do you mean you're going to check on it? Did you build homes here or did you not?
Well, yes, we did.
Well, then you realize they got to have a sewer, don't you?
Well, sure, houses have to have sewer.
Well, you guys must have put in some sort of sewage draining system for these houses. Well, it happens to be parked right in front of my house. I walk outside every day, man, and it's like somebody just cut a long fart starting at midnight, and it just ended at 6 a.m. Like a giant walked down my street, spread his cheeks, blew a large fart that took 6 hours for it to leave his colon, and he just split, and I walked out to get my paper, and there it is. There's the cloud hanging over my house. Now, that's what it smells like. And this cat's telling me, well, you know. Now, the guy up the street, I know you fixed it because he had that smell in his house. You got to fix it. And fix it now, man. Not like in 6 months, not in 3 months, not in 4 weeks. You know what this guy told me? He says, well, you know, the economy is so good, we're having a hard time finding skilled labor. This guy used this as an excuse. It's either the economy is so bad I can't get anybody out there because I can't afford to put new men on, or the economy is so good that I can't afford the skilled labor that it would take to fix your problem. It's never anything. It's like, can we have an economy that's just like in the middle between good and bad? Like where the guys are there, but they're not that good, but at least they'll show up. Something like that. I don't know. Hey, man, you know, the economy's so good, we're having a hard time trying to find... Yeah, I've heard every kind of excuse coming out of these guys. Guess what? When the economy starts to go south, which they're saying that it is, you know what? You won't have any work, man, to put all of your non-skilled labor on. I got a long memory, and I remember everybody that I do business with, and I remember the good ones, and I remember the bad ones, and I know the guys that I am never going to do business with again as long as I live, and if those guys think that I'm being unreasonable, and I'm asking too much, and all their little whiny, sappy little hand-wringing problems, that's their problem. I know what I want. My money spends. It's green. I get, you know, they get full value in the dollar that I give them. Why can't I get full value in their stupid services? And if it sounds like I'm angry, well, I sort of am, but not that much. It just amuses me that every morning I walk out to my front yard and it smells like a compost heap out there. And even the lady now walking her street she's walking her dog down the street. And she looks at me like, oh, you poor man. Is it a medical condition? I mean, what? The smell? It isn't me. Oh God, she's walking her dog back and forth. Jeez, it sure does stink out here at the Henry's house. Well, it ain't me, man. I don't know what it is, but it's coming from underground. And now I got to get my gardener to plant something, otherwise my house is going to slide down a freaking hill, okay? Because there's a hill behind my house. I got to plant some kind of ground cover that's going to adhere. It's going to keep the soil together so my whole house just isn't going to go sliding 18 miles down a hill. What do you think will work there? Little wildflowers? Okay, well, it's just another slice of life from the world of Phil, that's all. Everything's going to be fine, honey. I'm on my way home now, baby. We just got our tree. She wants me to set up the train that runs under the tree, so I have to do that. And then, of course, hang lights on the tree and put, you know, the Christmas bulbs on the tree and put some Christmas presents under the tree. And then set fire to the tree the day after Christmas out there in the street. Hey, Craig, when you buy your first house, why don't you let me go shopping with you? You don't want me to shop with you. You do want me to shop with you. I can tell you right now that I have absolute... I cover the waterfront, man. First thing I'd like you to do is make sure it doesn't stink like an open grave outside. For our CD, the number again is 877-616-7445.
Phil Henry.